Now we go live to the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana. Suzanne Crouch is up and at 'em as usual and live on WMUN with Steve Lindell. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm excellent. Where are you headed today? I thought I saw a press release yesterday. You're going to make an appearance somewhere.
Well, I'm actually in Hendricks County. Just spoke to a group at the American Legion and heading back to the State House, and we'll be speaking to the Indianapolis Rotary Club a little later and then be in session and speak to FFA because it's National Ag Day and just a busy day ahead of us.
You know, when you speak to the FFA, would you ask if I could have one of those jackets? I've always been a fan.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Some adults actually still have their jackets, and they're still able to fit in them.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, let's talk about the session. You mentioned that you're headed in that direction for some more work at the State House. What do you think is the most significant development so far in this session?
Well, you know, that I think there's a couple things. Of course, as the budget continues to move through the process, hearing testimony from groups that are affected by the funding, particularly when it comes to mental health. We've talked about that before, Steve. I'm very passionate about, you know, putting in place the infrastructure, but also the funding for mental health. But I also think property taxes, now that people are going to start getting their property tax bills, that is becoming a bit of a sticker shock. And so while the General Assembly can't do anything to affect the May tax bills, there are conversations about the steps that they can do to help people for the November payment. And that's particularly important because the tax bills are driven by, you know, the assessed valuation, and that's, of course, driven by the market. And with the shortage of homes for people to buy, we've seen the bidding wars going on that have driven up the prices of homes. Therefore, people's property taxes have gone up. And I just remember, Steve, that when I was a county auditor down in Vandenberg County, and I remember waiting on an elderly gentleman who was at the counter, and he was crying because he didn't have enough money to pay his tax bill and to pay for his wife's prescriptions. And that's what I worry about. It's what members of the General Assembly worry about, are those Hoosiers that are on fixed incomes that are going to be shocked when they get those property tax bills. So I'm going to say right now that whole property tax issue and what can be done, even though it's market driven and it's just the result of high prices, you know, that homes are getting, it's still going to affect people. And so that is something that I think is, because tax bills are starting to be received, is starting to percolate to the top.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is my guest on the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. Any update, Lieutenant Governor, on the magistrate for Delaware County possibility?
Well, to get a magistrate to become a judge, it takes legislation in the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly where that is.
Okay.
I thought that kind of hadn't made it through the session yet and maybe won't make it through the session this particular General Assembly, but, you know, you never know what can happen.
Okay.
And certainly things end up in the budget. But certainly, you know, the need must be there or Delaware County wouldn't have asked that magistrate, you know, be provided.
And Senator Scott Alexander, Republican, and Democrat Sue Arrington from the immediate area have advocated for that, for what it's worth. Senate Bill 12, banning school library books. Can you speak about that particular bill?
That was a very lengthy debate in the Senate. Of course, as Lieutenant Governor, I'm president of the Senate, and it was a very lengthy, contentious debate. And senators actually had books that they had at their desks that they invited other senators to look at, books that came from school libraries that had very graphic sexual drawings and information. And so what passed out of the Senate was a bill that allowed for a process. If someone objected to a particular book being in a school library, it put in place a process by which that an individual could voice their objection, and that objection would be taken up, and then that book ultimately could be removed from the school library. That has moved over to the House, and there are changes taking place in that bill. So we'll have to wait and see at the end of the day. But certainly, I don't think anyone wants, you know, books that are graphic sexually for children that may be inappropriate for the age.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is my guest. I'm Steve Lindell on the new WMUN, Delaware County Today. Senate Bill number 4, carrying recommendation of Governor Holcomb's Public Health Commission to address Indiana's poor health metrics. We're not doing very well in Indiana, and I know that you and the governor and many others want us to do better. What's up with that?
Well, I think what really brought that to the forefront was COVID. And during COVID, we had health departments that were wrestling with the issue of what are the proper safeguards and protocol, and, you know, how should each county be addressing the COVID issue. And what we discovered was that there wasn't uniformity among the health commissions in Indiana. So the bill is actually looking at how do we provide for consistency and uniformity among our health departments in the state of Indiana. And so it provides incentives if health departments choose to be part of a system whereby there will be kind of parameters and encourage that kind of consistent approach to how we improve the health of Hoosiers. Also funding for programs to improve the health of Hoosiers, because to your point, Steve, we're not a very healthy state. We're over the national average in, you know, heart disease and diabetes and obesity. And quite honestly, all of those things drive up healthcare costs and quite honestly, take a toll on our lives. And so that movement towards improving the overall health of Hoosiers by being able to have funding to be, you know, to promote programs that encourage healthy lifestyles is something that will pay dividends in the long run. And that, of course, is an extremely important bill in the General Assembly.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is our guest on WMUN, talking about the session and what's been worked on and is being worked on. Buffer zone around police. I didn't know we needed a bill for this to create a 25-foot buffer zone around police investigating a situation that they're doing their work with. I didn't know we didn't have a rule or a law for this, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, common sense would tell you that people would respect that.
Sometimes,
when common sense doesn't prevail, you have to look at putting in place procedures that, you know, keeps people from violating that workspace that, you know, law enforcement needs to be able to do their job. So, unfortunately, like you said, Steve, didn't realize we needed that, but there have been incidences where people have interfered with police doing their job, and at the end of the day, they have to be able to do their job, and allowing people not to be able to, or preventing people from coming and having direct contact with the law enforcement while they are actually in the process of investigating or controlling a situation. You know, unfortunately, that looks like that's what we're going to have to do.
Last item, I just wanted to talk to you about, respectful of your time. I understand that a bust of Joe Kernan, former leader from Indiana, well-respected man, was unveiled recently. Any thoughts on Joe Kernan?
You know, Joe, I did not have the pleasure or the honor of serving with Joe Kernan. I was actually in local government when he was Lieutenant Governor and Governor of the state of Indiana, but he was well respected and beloved for a number of reasons, and just a real public servant, someone that could work across the aisle and bring people together in a collaborative manner to move Indiana forward. So, you know, it was a celebration of his life and a dedication of a bust to, so that Hoosiers can remember the things that he did for the state of Indiana and how Hoosiers have benefited from his public service. It was a joyous occasion.
Well, thank you much for your time, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch. Always a pleasure. Look forward to our next conversation, hopefully soon.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Excellent. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, live from our live line here on WMUN. We'll continue with more of today's Delaware County Today radio show in a moment.